Hello once more, friends and neighbors, brothers and sisters, followers of Jesus on our Lenten journeys together. Amen. Like a family. Today's the 23rd. Today is your 23rd day of Lent. Amen. It's a gift from God. Today is your 23rd day of Lent. I wonder how it's going. I guess we're now more than halfway down the backstretch, as we'd say in Kentucky, and heading for the last turn. Good time to think about where we are. Had a wonderful Sabbath yesterday. Just hard to beat if you think about it. The service, the music, the singing, the just sharing. And then our luncheon, and then our book study, and now it's Monday. We've passed the fourth Sunday in Lent, and we're at our 23rd devotion from John Pavlovitz. It's called The Unmissed Life. And boy, you know, sometimes you get in a groove with devotionals, and it seems like there's three or four in a row that just were right on the mark. And that's kind of where I am with this. And this today's is once again right on target. And not just for me, I realize, but for many of us who might be obsessed with a device that we carry around with us all the time. Probably don't even think about it, using it right now. But for God's purpose. The unmissed life. Our scripture from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11. 27 through 29. Matthew 11, 27 through 29. Jesus says these amazing words. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Amen. Pretty good start. Wonderful words of Jesus. We probably should read those more often. We usually pull that text out in desperation mode. It should be daily mode. Here's our devotion for today. A couple of summers ago, we decided to take a spontaneous Saturday trip to the beach, as we're fortunate enough to live just a two-hour drive from the North Carolina coast. We woke up and tossed the essentials, including children, into the back of the car, and by lunchtime, we were feeling the glorious sting of scalding hot sand beneath our feet. But just as we were getting out of the car, I made what, for me, was a split-second, paradigm-shifting decision. I left my phone behind. It may not sound monumental, but it mattered. You see, I've been noticing that I've been missing something lately. Something fleeting and rare and priceless. Something that I should be urgently, obsessively consumed with. I've been missing life. So many times, My attention is pulled from the people I'm with and the place where I'm standing. That day on the beach, I decided to try living life with those who were with me, instead of artistically documenting it for those who were not. Something really great happened in me during those few hours. For a brief afternoon, I was fully present for my own life and fully present to those around me. I was 100% there, unfettered by the false urgency of somewhere else. I moved more slowly and purposefully. My heart and mind stopped racing, simply taking in the breathtaking panorama in front of me, instead of trying to capture it for people hundreds of miles away. Without my head perpetually bowed into the palms of my hands, I saw everything for the first time in a long time. I may have missed some really great photo opportunities that afternoon. I may have missed the quick high of the momentary attention from people who are relatively strangers. But I know what I didn't miss. That afternoon, I didn't miss my life as it was happening. Don't miss yours.